Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, my goodness. You know, every once in a while, I don't do this probably enough. I try to catch up during the show while the show is going on, and I click through a couple of my, you know, my sources just to see if I'm missing anything throughout the course of the afternoon. And Fred, I don't know if you've seen this one. There's a story that is in our local paper at STL Today about the former police chief and administrator of Velda City. And Sue, wait till you hear the details of
Velva
this.
Velva City?
Well, first
is
of all,
Velda
City.
Oh,
it's one of those municipalities that exists that has its own police department that should never have its own police department. And I will prove that to you when I read the situation that happened. I mean, you got this guy that was stealing left and right, depositing money in his own bank account. The whole city of Velda City, which probably has, what, like 30 people who
never
live
heard
there.
Of, it.
Of course not, because I've lived in this area for, you know, I lived in Milwaukee for 10 years. I lived in Chicago the first 14 years of my life. So I've still been here for 35 plus years. I'm not really good at math. Every week I discover a new city in this stupid area that I've never heard of. And I'm just being honest. We have so many, which is why, by the way, we tried to do something about this about 10 years ago and everyone freaked out with the county city, you know, merger, which I get because you don't want to, you know, like if you're in West County, you don't want to take on the problems of the city.
I get it, but as the city goes, so goes the area.
Thank you, Sue. That's exactly right. So last night I'm on the couch and I start getting pictures from Mid-Missouri from the crew that I will be hunting with, sending amazing photos of the Northern Lights, like here in Missouri. Then I saw some folks from the St. Louis area posting as well. My lazy ass was too lazy to get off the couch, so I just looked at the pictures, never looked outside my house to see if it might be occurring in my neighborhood. But Dave Murray's here with a bit of an update. We'll get a forecast from him as well. Dave, this was unique last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. There were two major solar storms, and that energy hit last night around the Earth. There is a third one coming in behind, and it's coming through right now. So there's a shot that we could see the Northern Lights again this evening and overnight.
But
really?
Did you see some of the images from here? Because, wow, I know that if you're in Wisconsin or some of the northern states, you probably see this a lot more often. I only remember seeing them one time, and this was like 40 years ago. But this was amazing, some of the things that we saw around here.
Wait, Dave, you're saying they're happening now? Can we see those, or is it too bright?
No, obviously it's too bright. But the storm, the effects, those particles from the sun are hitting the Earth right now. That's what causes the Northern Lights. And it also causes disruptions with GPS, satellite, radio.
I didn't know CBs. That.
Remember CBs? Yeah. That stuff can be interfered by these things. So, and these three storms have been quite strong.
Is there a chance? I mean, it's pretty much pitch black in about 20 minutes, the way the clocks, you know, flip. But is there a chance when we get off work at 6 that we might see some of this or not?
Probably not. Okay. Probably not. I would rather see it get really, really dark in the atmosphere. But you know what? I've always said, keep looking up.
Yeah, it's fascinating. True. It's really cool to see some of the images. Meantime,
oh, awesome.
Dave, I'm going to be sitting in a deer stand in mid-Missouri. It's going to be like shorts and t-shirt weather on Saturday.
Yes, I think you've been there before in this weather.
I have.
Yeah, we're talking 75 Friday. We're talking 78 on Saturday, 62 on Sunday. Still above average. That little city you're talking about, I believe, is, if I remember correctly, is right on 170.
Yeah,
And they are notorious for catching speeders in that little zone.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, you are correct about that. That is, it's one of those municipalities that does that. All right, so will we ever really have more fall-like temperatures taking hold, or is that going to be end of next week?
No, this is not a one-and-done kind of thing. It's only the middle of November. It's just part of the roller coaster ride. The wondering on my part is this going to be a clue of what winter is all about, these huge blasts from the north, and then we warm up, and that goes cycling back and forth. Still working on those ideas, but it kind of opens up a little clue of maybe what the winter is going to be about. But yes, there will be colder weather. As cold as we came out of, probably not until we get into December.
Yeah, it was pretty chilly the last couple of mornings. There's no doubt about that.
No. And it will be tomorrow morning, too. Even though we were 65 today, going out the door in the morning will be chilly. We'll go back to 65. The neat thing about what's coming up is that on Thursday night into Friday morning, we're only going down to 52. And then into Saturday morning, we're only going down to 60. And that's one of the reasons it's going to warm up so quickly.
And that's why it's kind of amazing. Like, I'm looking at the forecast for Fayette and Harrisburg, which is in the middle of the state, which is where I hunt. And I got to tell you, you know, and I've done this since the early 1990s. I do remember one year being in the deer stand when it was almost close to 90. I mean, it was really, really warm. But I, you know, we go out, when you hunt, you go out in the morning. You get up early before the sun's up. You kind of sneak into the woods into your stand. And usually it's cold, right? And you got the hand warmers and the foot warmers and stuff like that. I mean, I have about, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile to walk into the woods from where I park my car. It might be even a little bit more. I bet it's like a half mile. I'll be sweating my ass off by the time I get in there. I'll tell you that. But that's okay.
For all the deer that are listening right now, you've just given your location away.
I have. All right, Dave, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right.
See ya. Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, I got a nice buck in my neighborhood. I think I mentioned this on Monday, and I went home from work on Monday night, and there he was just crossing the street right in front of me. We have quite a few deer in my neighborhood, but I don't see big bucks very often. I really don't. Wow. They're good at hiding themselves, but this one is looking for a girlfriend. He's been pretty busy around my house. So let me do something just real quick musically here, because I had Ethan pull this song. This is probably my favorite Journey song, Stone in Love. Yeah. You know, because I mentioned this earlier, so I was, I'm driving a loner car right now. Here's Steve Perry. I got to hit the post here.
Those crazy nights.
And because of that, I didn't have satellite radio, so I was listening to Keishi, and I hadn't really listened to Keishi very much because I, you know, monitor Fox and stuff like that. They played this yesterday. It brought me back to my old Keishi classic days in the 80s, right? But here's the deal. They're not going to be here in St. Louis for this farewell tour. Have you heard about this tour that they're doing?
I have. They're not coming.
It makes no sense at all. It's Journey Final Frontier 2026, a special evening with Journey. They start in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Unless I'm missing something here, you look at the middle of March, you got Columbus, Ohio, Indianapolis, Milwaukee, Memphis, Lexington, Kansas City on March 26th. I don't see, Sam, I'm going to look here just to make sure that I'm not missing anything, but I don't see anything that says MO until later. Here's interesting. Later in the tour, June 25th in Springfield. I wonder if that's that big place down there near Branson, you know, where the Stones were.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But how in the world could you have... Look, this is going back to the aforementioned Keishi. This is one of the, you know, biggest... Staples. I would say the biggest St. Louis bands for sure. And I'm really surprised by that. I don't know. It just kind of caught me off guard that they weren't going to be here in St. Louis. And it doesn't seem like they've left any time to say, okay, we're going to add some dates.
Well, I'm comforting myself by saying it's not Steve Perry anyway.
Well, that's true. It really, it's not the, and so I don't even know if it's Jonathan Cain. You know, those two guys get into it. Neil Sean and Jonathan Cain hate each other.
Right.
And a lot of it is because of the politics. And I don't know if you remember this, but, you know, like Neil Sean is with this woman who, during the Obama administration, literally broke into a White House dinner with her then husband. Do you remember any of that?
Oh, kind of.
And she was, I think she's like one of the real housewives of Beverly Hills. And then he tended to favor a little bit more conservative politics. And Jonathan Cain and Jonathan Cain's wife just hate that. So they hate each other anyway. And I, you know, I've told you this story. Like when they came, this was two times ago to Busch Stadium. I end up backstage with Neil Sean because Fred, we did an interview with him.
Right.
And I said, hey, would you mind if I came back and said hello? And he said, yeah. And it's the weirdest thing because we get into the dugouts at Busch Stadium and everyone's got passes on and the passes have initials. And some of them say JC. It's Jonathan Cain, right? And mine said, and as for Neil Sean, I'm the only one with Kayla, who was my nanny at the time, and she happened to be at the show. I'm the only one that says NS. And I said, gosh, I guess Neil doesn't have a lot of friends in St. Louis. And the tour manager looked at me. He goes, no. He says, you don't get it. He never does this. Come with me.
Oh.
So drags me back in, and I'm in the you know, dressing room at Busch Stadium with Neil for like 20 minutes, shooting the you know what, talking about some of the Jonathan Cain stuff.
Wow.
And he was pretty vocal at the time. But he told me at the time that he had a book that he was writing and that that was going to come out. I think that would be an interesting book, but makes no sense to skip St. Louis. I will say this. We're getting skipped a lot. And I don't know why. I don't know why that is. Even Columbia, Missouri, which used to be a little bit better for some of the hip and trendy bands, I can't tell you why we're getting skipped way
Weird.
Too much. Sue's News is coming up. Maybe I should go out with a little journey here. What do you think?
Yeah. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh my goodness, so much to talk about with Jen Say from XXXY Athletics. We're going to talk about the Elizabeth Eddy National Women's Soccer League story from last week. And then Tish Hyman, the one who was shooing away the trans dude at the Gold's Gym in California, has been very outspoken even more than last week. And Jen will weigh in on that coming up just after 4:30. We got to do this here this afternoon.
You're listening to the Mark Reardon Show.
That wasn't the right one. But it sounded, I could have acted like, good. Here, let's try it again. Let's act like I didn't make a mistake.
All right.
You're listening to the Mark Reardon Show.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Fred, did you have to work yesterday?
No, I was off. I was at home.
Okay.
All day.
Yeah, all right.
It was great.
I'm just wondering.
The best of show, so I didn't have to worry about that.
Oh, okay.
Well, but I think what she means is you split your time. You do a lot of stuff on the KMOX side.
I went down to KMOX as well.
Okay. All right.
But I worked from home.
Okay. Well, that's your way. Happy.
You know what I did? And I'm going to talk about this because I did do something yesterday. We don't have time today, but I'm going to tell you what I did. I did a little home project yesterday.
Oh.
And I might need some advice on it. So,
Does it involve your lawn?
It does not. It involves the indoor area of the house.
Okay.
Fred, you know, I think I sent you a message yesterday. Let's try to do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
This one might be good for Jane, though, too, on Friday. We'll see.
I had St. Louis Closet Company over and put in a closet, so I had my crap all over the kitchen. The dogs were confused. And then I had them do another. My house is a mess, but I got it back under control. And now we have a couch today, too.
Yeah, my story may or may not be about a closet.
Really?
Actually. Yes. Yes.
Armadillos?
No.
Oh. Happy Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. Mm. And National French Dip Day. You know what? I like a French dip. Do you know what that is, Ethan?
I do, but I don't know. I don't know if I've ever had it. I think I'd be a little bit gun-shy to try it.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a sandwich. You dip into some au jus.
Au jus.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
That's literally it.
Nothing to be afraid of.
Never mind. I don't know. I thought it was like an onion dip is what I thought it was.
Oh, no.
It doesn't have like Emmanuel Macron's picture or anything like that. You're safe. You're going to be okay. They're good.
Okay,
and it's National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day. Huh?
I love that.
Right? Yeah, somebody actually went to the trouble of mentioning that.
See, the thing is, like, I don't dislike anchovies. And if you put them on a pizza,
agreed.
I'd probably be okay with it.
Oh,
but
I'm
who
not
really
okay
does
with
that?
That? Yeah, I like them melted down, though, so I don't see it's a fish.
Yeah.
Really, it's just to its salty essence.
Right, fair enough.
Yeah. You could write that down,
that's
Fred.
A good band
Salty
name.
Essence.
Salty Essence.
Yes.
That's a band name.
I'm getting
that website right now.
One of Michael's aunts one time, or uncle, got me to try an anchovy pizza. He kept saying, oh, it's nothing. Come on. And then I looked at that little fish, and I thought, you know what? I'd rather have a Salty Essence. On this day in history, 166 years ago. Okay, picture this. It's 1859. And a 21-year-old Jules Leotard made his flying trapeze debut in Paris. That's right. He designed and named the Leotard we all know and love. It is 166 years old today.
Wow. Wasn't that renamed Lululemon about 20 years ago?
Yeah. Yep. And, okay, I bring this up just because I remember the movie. I saw the movie. Did you see it? 32 years ago today, in 1993, was The Three Musketeers with Kiefer Sutherland, Oliver Platt, and Charlie Sheen. Did you see that?
Of course
I saw it.
Here's what I did not remember. This was the song, the theme song. See if we have it. See if you could tell who is singing this. Okay, there are three major stars.
I'll be a man of good faith.
I hear Sting in there.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a stand, I won't look. I'll be the rock you can build on.
Well, I cheated a little bit. I know Bryan Adams is in there, but I don't know the third one. I don't have the third one.
Rod Stewart.
Oh, Rod Stewart. Okay, there you go. And I remember the song about as much as I remember the movie, quite honestly. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Not a whole lot.
I don't remember this at all. The three of them got together and did a video. I mean, it's just, okay. Winnie the Pooh, Popeye, Mickey Mouse, just a few of the public domain children's characters who've been turned into ruthless, bloody killers. Next up, Betty Boop. Ugh.
They're turning into a killer.
Yes.
Is because the public domain thing?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
All right, the movie's called Boop. Here's the official synopsis. A team of horror podcast investigators breaks into an abandoned theater to discover the hauntings of a starlet once known as Boop. A simple investigation turns into a horrific bloodbath as they fight to escape the murderous Boop as she is out for revenge.
Well, that'll do well in the box office.
Right?
As so often happens.
Here's the weird, well, not that the whole thing isn't weird. One of the producers claims Boop will be different from all the other cartoons turned killers, of course. Quote, Boop's dark history is extremely grim, but this telling allows her to get her power back. It's a feminist film, don't you know?
Maybe he should be called a producer.
Right?
Does it say who's going to play?
No, it's
Betty
all
Boop?
Women. Okay. No, it doesn't say. A true testament to feminism. Okay, right. All right, Boop. All right, people online, and I love this in general, but people online are listing the elderly habits and strategies that everyone should adopt. Okay, there are a few good ones. Here are some of them. Number one, say nice things to strangers, Mark. Surely.
Seriously, I'm uh-huh. singled out for that.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure, there are some cranky old folks, but generally speaking, older people are more likely to engage with you. And I think that's true. I love the old people.
When have I taken out against old people?
Well,
unless they're in Webster Groves at the corner of Lockwood and Elm with a BLM sign. Those are the only people I make fun of.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of versions of this. Another person said, I give genuine compliments whenever possible. One grandma said, now see, I can get behind this. You don't wash the dishes if you are cooking. Make the eaters wash them. You're not a maid. Keep that in mind, Fred.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, try that out at home, Fred. See how that works for you. I'll report back as well.
And sleep as much as you need to. I would love that, but it doesn't happen. And nobody, who does that happen for? Sleep as much as you need to. There's no shame in self-care. And number four, this might actually be good advice. Somebody said, an elder said, I always opt for flying on the first flight of the day. 5:45 a.m.? Heck yeah. Typically, the plane has been at the gate overnight. There are shorter lines. You are typically able to make it. You fly early, don't you, Fred?
Yeah, we always try and go first thing.
Uh-huh.
I think so. Here's the deal with that. Sorry, Ethan.
Yeah.
I've tried. I'm going back out to Vegas in January, and I always try to do the first flight, like one of the first flights on a Friday. Then I get out there really early. It just kills me on Friday night, though. I'm just dead.
That's my life.
It absolutely destroys you for the rest of the day because I just can't get to bed early enough to be up and at it and have a full day. I'm just gassed by the afternoon.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. So then I've started, like the one that I just booked, it's a little bit more reasonable. It's like 8.
Well,
but you still get
reasonable.
There. But you still get there at like.
You still have to get there at 6 minutes. Or now.
Yeah.
Like
you
five.
Really do.
Yeah.
I took Michael to the airport on, what day was that? What day is it? Anyway.
It's Wednesday.
Thank you.
It's a valid question, though.
Thank you. 5 a.m. took him, and he was leaving at 6:45, but, you know, you're off for sure, and then I'm usually up by that time. I think I'm sleeping in, so I'm like,
wait,
woo-hoo!
You dropped him off at 5 or you
no,
left at 5?
No, left at
okay,
5
that's,
to take him at 6:45,
right.
I think was his flight.
Was that during the shutdown, or...?
It was just Friday, I think, or Saturday. That's why I don't know what day it is or week it is. This week, even though we weren't here yesterday, we are honoring veterans. And I thought we would, there was a list out of what country stars you may have known that have served in the U.S. military. George Strait, for instance, was in the Army. Johnny Cash in Air Force. Zach Bryan was in the Navy. George Jones was a Marine, which I did not realize. It's just kind of cool. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Okay, you know I love a John Hughes film. He wanted to film the baseball scenes for Ferris Bueller's Day Off at Comiskey Park, not the much more iconic Wrigley Field, because he was a White Sox fan, which I find to be...
Well, he made the right call,
I would say.
Exactly. Yeah,
but that's interesting.
And they say because of the shooting schedule, they had to film at a Cubs game instead. The White Sox were unable to do it. The filming, they couldn't get there when they were playing, so that's what they did.
It wouldn't have been the same.
Sometimes
these things happen and they were meant to be.
Agreed.
And let's go into our Fox Business News with a song that none of us really remember from a movie that few of us don't remember either. We're coming back with Jen Say.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been waiting to talk about some of this stuff for a week. Jen Tsai was very busy last week. I think she was even part of the Patriot Awards on Fox. But there's a couple of big stories. I explained a little bit about Tish Hyman going even a little bit more vocal. But this Elizabeth Eddy story from the National Women's Soccer League is still something I want to explore with Jen, who is the founder and CEO of XXXY Athletics. Welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
So let me start with what happened with Elizabeth Eddy and maybe just describe that situation. Then what I want to do, Jen, is I want to play the audio. I have a bite from her teammate that was, you know, angry when she put this piece out. But kind of give us the background for folks who might not know about that from last week.
Yeah, Elizabeth Eddy is a veteran player in the National Women's Soccer League. I think she's a midfielder on Angel City FC, which is the L.A. team. And she wrote an op-ed, gosh, it's about 2.5 weeks ago at this point, maybe 3 weeks ago, in the New York Post, basically calling for the league to, you know, put clear boundaries around women's soccer, basically in the nicest possible way, make women's soccer for women only. There are quite a few males playing in the National Women's Soccer League. They aren't trans identified, but they have other kind of medical disorders, I guess you could call it. And they may think of themselves as women. They may have been raised as girls, but they are not. They are male and they play in the league. So she wrote this op-ed. Then she got kind of quiet. And then a few days later, the team captain held a press conference and called her a bigot and a racist.
Yeah, so here's part of that here.
We don't agree with the things written for a plethora of reasons, but mostly the undertones come across as transphobic and racist as well. The article calls for genetic testing on certain players, and it has a photo of an African player as a headline, and that's very harmful. And to me, it's inherently racist, because to single out this community based on them looking or being different is absolutely a problem. And as a mixed woman with a black family, I'm devastated by the undertones of this article.
So she's referring to the picture in the New York Post featured an image of Barbara Banda, who is from Zambia, who, if you look up Barbara Banda, looks like a man. And you've pretty much gone out there, Jen, not too afraid to say this is a man, right?
Yeah. I mean, years ago, maybe it wasn't that long ago, I don't know the year, there was a test done that showed extremely high levels of testosterone for Banda. And basically, the Zambian team said, no, you can't play in women's. But then kind of shifted her to the U.S. She's the highest paid female women's soccer player. I'm not going to say female soccer player.
Right.
She's the highest paid soccer player in the women's league. She had this test for excessively high testosterone. It was levels that simply do not appear in women, even at the highest level. Even when women have disorders where they have high testosterone, there's no overlap with how much Banda has. But the league doesn't seem to care. There are several players, one in fact on Angel City FC, suspected of the same. They are often African players. That doesn't make this racist. I think it just makes it, I think in some countries, these disorders aren't identified at a young age. And I think these athletes might be raised in the early years as female. Who knows if they are? I don't know. All the pictures available of Banda as a young adolescent, he's dressed like a man. He looks like a boy. He's not even trying. I'm willing to go out there. And I think that the league and basically everybody's been in cahoots to hide the fact that this is a man and ensure that he never takes a chromosomal test to prove that he's a man. Just like Imani Khalif. It's the same thing.
Yeah, right. So that's the Olympic boxer, right?
That's right. So that's the boxer that won a women's gold medal in boxing, I think welterweight last summer in Paris that everybody talked about. There was a second man too, but there was this one. He has what's called a difference in sex development, where he had underdeveloped male sex organs at birth, possibly was assumed to be female, but at a certain point, meaning puberty, it becomes quite obvious they are male and not female. And so then to continue down the path of the charade and take gold and beat women up in the ring in Paris, and for Banda to be the highest paid player in the women's league as a male, it's insulting. So anyway, there's the whole, I think the thing with Eddie, with Elizabeth Eddie, just proves we're not done yet, right? She wrote the most gently worded op-ed. She was more polite than I would be, saying we need basically sex testing in soccer to ensure the integrity of the women's league. And it just, you're a racist. Race has nothing to do with it.
It has nothing to do with it. So here's what's interesting. You know, and I looked at a New York Times piece about this that talks about all of it. And I heard what you and the audience just heard what you said. There is nowhere in the coverage of Barbara Banda that says this, that in the 2022 Women's Africa Cup of Nations, she was withdrawn from the Zambian squad and deemed ineligible for the tournament because of her natural testosterone levels were considered above the limit set by CAF regulations. And she reportedly refused to take hormone suppressing medication to meet requirements. There is nowhere in the legacy media coverage of this story, Jen, that's even mentioned.
Nope. You can't find it. You can't find it. It's the same with Caster Semenya. The same thing happened with Caster Semenya, the track and field athlete who won gold in 2016, also a man. And these players never submit to the test for sex because they're men, and they know they're men, and they don't want to be exposed as men. Look, that's exactly what happened with Imani Khalif. Now that World Boxing has implemented sex testing, Khalif is like, oh, that's wrong. I'm not going to submit myself to that. It's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Doing it, and they already do the test, Mark. It's like, it's so ridiculous. They just reveal themselves, and it's really important to know that the highest levels, there are disorders in women where they have high testosterone levels. They don't come anywhere near male levels.
Yeah. And that's important. And that's important. Hey, for whatever reason, Jen, I'm losing your signal just a little bit. So I don't know if you have another area in the location you're at that might be a little better. Because I wanted to get to the Tish Hyman story. This is interesting as well. She's a lesbian who goes off on a man that's in her locker room at a Gold's Gym in Los Angeles. It goes viral. She gets some attention. She's extremely well-spoken. She goes and she sits down with State Senator Scott Wiener, who wants to run for Nancy Pelosi's seat, and says, how could you not protect women? And his response is, well, trans woman's a woman, right? The same thing we hear. Trans man's a man, a trans woman's a woman. That's all we need to talk about.
Yeah, can you hear me any better now?
Yeah, sounds like a little better, okay.
Okay, sorry, I don't know, I'm having problems today. Scott Wiener is the worst. He was a state senator when I lived in San Francisco for many years. Tish is awesome. She's the woman who encountered a man in the Gold's Gym locker room, and the video went viral. She traveled to San Francisco two nights ago, I believe. Wiener is running for Nancy Pelosi's seat, and she confronted him about his policies and asked, will you stand up for women? Will you protect women? And his answer was basically, trans women are women. So I take that as a no.
Yeah, trans women are not women. No.
And she said, no, they're men. She said they're men.
Yeah, you know, this kind of goes back. Let me kind of circle back to the National Women's Soccer League, because you and I have talked about this, and this is where Elizabeth Eddy really did something brave. And if you read her piece, there's nothing that's hate-filled in there. Sue read it because you were very curious about it. It's very well put together, you know, talks about the science and how the fairness issue is important. She doesn't really, you know, go after anyone in particular. And it's just shocking to me that she's the only one that comes out and says this, and then the rest of the league tries to shut her up or say, we don't stand for this. This is racist. We don't care. I'm just surprised by that. I really am.
Well, I'm not surprised. We have not made cultural progress. We have made some governing body progress. We have an executive order, which is not a law. But in the culture, despite the fact that 80% of people agree with us, the vast majority are still really afraid to stand up and say it. And what we saw with the soccer league is exactly why. I mean, they didn't address her argument. They just called her terrible names. They smeared her and her reputation. Right. And this is where we are. I mean, we have a long way to go. I've said since I started this brand, there's a cultural battle that needs to be fought and won. And we're just starting that. And I think Tish is going to help a lot move the ball down the field.
As someone who regularly wears his XXXY gear, I believe Tish had an XXXY shirt on when she was visiting with Senator Wiener. Did I see that correctly?
She did. And here's the funny part. She wore it backwards so that he wouldn't, because the logo is actually on the front, and I think she didn't want him to see it, so he would take her question.
Oh.
But then when she turned around and walked out, it was like a great shot. So, yeah, she did have it on.
My wife had her hat on the other day, and we always, you know, are curious if anyone notices, and someone noticed with approval the other day. So we love our XXXY gear. You know that, Jen. Say thank you for coming on this afternoon. Keep up the fight. We have Dwayne Patterson coming up after the top of the hour. He's always one of my favorites to talk to from hotair.com. You know, Sue, we talk about media bias here in this country. I cover that quite a bit. And I don't think this has gotten nearly enough coverage in this country, and I would expect that it wouldn't. I mean, New York Times has covered it, Washington Post. But have you heard anything about the BBC executives? Have you heard this story?
I don't think so.
Okay, so this is very similar to what happened, at least I put it on, you know, on parallel, at least, with what happened with the editing of Kamala's interview at 60 Minutes, right? So you had two big shots at the BBC that had to step down after pressure earlier this week after there was a leaked memo that said that the BBC had misleadingly edited a speech by Trump that preceded the January 6th riot at the Capitol. I'm going to play you both parts, right? So they spliced together comments that were actually about 50 minutes apart. But in the New York Times coverage, they say Trump might sue over this, but they say the British Broadcasting Corporation is not CBS or ABC, both of which settled lawsuits. The gravest, in this crisis, they say the gravest the BBC has faced in decades is less about Trump than about the insoluble tensions of a renowned public service broadcaster operating in a bitterly divided world. Look, it's the same thing, and we've talked about the BBC before. During the pandemic, I listened to a lot of BBC World, and I still do sample it every once in a while on my Sirius XM channels. They are blank crap crazy on some of this stuff. It's unbelievable.
Boy.
And now they've been outed by it. I mean, they're just like PBS and NPR. And some of that depends on the show. We had, I don't know if you remember this, but during the election last year, the BBC actually came here to St. Louis, and Jane and I sat down and did some interviews with them. So, you know, you can't make a blanket statement that everything sucks on the BBC, but there is a bias, and now it's been exposed. So listen to the cuts. This is the cut that they used.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you, and we fight. We fight like hell.
And this is the clip that was real.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
So they took an entire piece of context out, which is what these journalists, so-called journalists, do a lot. But this is what's interesting. This is a big, big crisis over there. And, you know, the other thing that's important to recognize, and I alluded to it a couple of minutes ago, is that they operate in a world that is pro-terrorist, the BBC. Climate change is like the LA Times, where it's just one narrative that's accepted. By the way, I love there's a story today about the hurricane season forecast. It was supposed to be an overly active hurricane season. Guess what?
It was not.
It was normal or below normal. But this is a pretty big story, I guess, overseas, because not unlike what we say here about a lot of our news organizations, they accuse it, some of the folks over there, of chronic bias, which it has, because they they run contrary to, I think, the real narrative on the Hamas-Israel story, on transgender rights. I've seen J.K. Rowling, who, you know, we've mentioned, she's awesome on a lot of these things. She's gone after the BBC because they have not accurately reported on some of the situation with women's prisons and men being allowed in women's prisons they abuse the women, and the BBC tends to ignore that. It's just like this story. I want to circle back on this conversation that we had with Jen Say, because I find it fascinating that I've read so many stories in the last couple of weeks about Barbara Banda. And I even thought to myself, you know, my friend Jen Say is pretty far out there calling Barbara Banda a man. I don't see a lot of other people saying that Barbara's a man. So how is this possible? And again, it's not a trans situation. It is closer to the testosterone situation that exists with the Olympic boxer. Okay, so you read the New York Times story, you read the Washington Post story, you read the ESPN story on this. Nowhere in any of those stories, and I mean nowhere, do they mention that this is someone who had to withdraw from playing in Zambia because of testosterone level issues? I mean, you can still be a teammate that says, it's racism here. We stand by Barbara. You can still do all that stuff and defend he or her. But don't you think journalistic responsibility would deem that that little nugget, which is pretty significant, should be at the very least mentioned in these stories? They don't even mention it. It's the journalism by omission. And they're really, a lot of these young people in particular, the people that run newsrooms, are really good about this. And this is how they make sure that you don't hear the whole context of the story. So I thought that was was fascinating, really. Here's a story that's really sad, and maybe I'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. There's a study that they did at the University of California, San Diego, and they found that math professors at that school are discovering that almost 15% of incoming students cannot perform math, are you ready for this, at the first grade level. And fewer than 1 out of 5 can perform math at the 8th grade level. These are college students at a prestigious university.
What?
And they've gotten grades, you know, prior to graduating high school. And they can't do basic math.
I don't understand.
It's astonishing. Fill in the box. 7 + 2 = 9. + 6.
Okay, the 15, why can't?
That's, people can't do that. 25% of people got that wrong. And you did that without even seeing the numbers. It was pretty quick. They have it down on paper. So one of the things that the folks that are kind of digging into the research say, and I've addressed this issue quite a bit, and I think it's important, this is the pandemic. You know, that certainly had an effect on education. They also cite the elimination of standardized testing, grade inflation, the expansion of admissions from under-resourced high schools. Now, look, Sue, I'll be the first to tell you, I wasn't very good at math, and the reason I went to journalism school is because I didn't want to take math. And I knew that in J school, you only had to take, I think I had one math class, and that was it. But you're talking about remedial math in many situations like this. And then
How does this happen? Is it because of computers, or that you have your phone that can do basic stuff for you all these years?
It's a very good question. It really is. And if you have, not that this is an Ivy League school, but think about it. University of California, San Diego is no small program, right?
Right.
You have a situation at a state university in California that now has to teach 20% of its students to do first grade math, and half need instruction to exceed the fifth grade level. Things are not supposed to be working that way in this country. And I would say that that is a major crisis.
Agreed.
Right? And if you look at some of the details and some of the questions, like here's one. I'm going to give you a number, 374,518. Round that up to the nearest 100. 374,518.
Up to 20.
375. 375,000. You're just.
I see.
Yeah.
So what do they do?
They couldn't do it. 61%
they're dumb
could not do that. Right. Oh, that's not a tough one right there. 37% of students couldn't subtract fractions. They may have me on that one. Not sure I could do that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.